This is Absolute Deicide for the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 23. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com. Your official site for, well, not a hell of a lot right now, except this podcast, to be honest with you, because I'll get into it later, but having some bullshit. It's been the week of shit breaking again for me. Shit breaking further. Between my internet, my fucking controllers and shit, and yeah, hasn't been a good week, but getting that, just started off, I was talking about, I get a, nobody to banter with here, so it's fucking right in the nitty gritty, I guess. Yeah, I get a, my Xbox One, I ordered a set of, Polk Audio headset, and, Talking about it a couple weeks ago, I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad for $40, and it's not. I'll still say that for $40 headset, it's do a lot worse, I guess. One thing is, it came with an adapter, like the adapter piece. Before when the Xbox One originally launched, you needed the adapter piece to use any headset at all, because it was a different codec, like audio codec or something. It was new. You couldn't just use like a 3.5 millimeter jack, like before. You could, you know, most systems you can use whatever you want. You just plug it right into the jack and it should, you know, usually works fine. But yeah, the Xbox One is like a different codec. So you needed this adapter, which, you know, would come with the console or whatever. Usually come with a headset. But fucking the ones I had, all of them fucking ended up breaking. But so I was happy the Polk one came with one. I'm like, ah, this is cool, because they put out new controllers now. You don't need that, but whatever. So yeah, I was looking forward to having that adapter piece. But yeah, fucking sucks, because I use that now. I leave it plugged in, but now every time I turn on the console, it fucking doesn't, like, it recognizes that it's there, but just something's off with it. Like, it doesn't quite work. Like, it fucking, you know, I get like feedback, like I'm using my mic. If I can mute the mic, there's like a button on the adapter to mute the mic. I'll do that and it cuts it out. But it's just, if I go into a fucking game, like, it's people, I can still hear people fucking, if I have like my game volume turned all the way up, my chat volume turned down, and fucking, you know, I figured, like, oh, I need, like, an update or something. There's a lot of the shit, you go into the settings, it'll give you an option to update, like, the adapter or the controllers or headsets you have plugged in, like, whatever. You know, I fucking go into the settings, fucking nothing's there, like, fucking, you know, doesn't recognize that. All it shows me is the controller I'm using, like, doesn't show the adapters plugged into it, doesn't show me anything, so I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. It's pain. All it comes down to is, I got, every time I turn my fucking system on, if I want to use my headset, I gotta unplug the fucking adapter, plug it back in, and then it takes, like, fucking a good, like, 2 minutes for it to, like, register that it's plugged in or whatever. So, you know, it's not a big deal, it's just whatever. It's just fucking a pain in the ass on top of fucking a bunch of pains in the asses that's fucking pissing me off right now. But Other than that, like I said, for $40, I mean, whatever. That's not going to bother you too much. Just my only concern is how many times are we going to keep doing that, fucking plugging the adapter in, unplugging it before it fucking breaks, like fucking everything else in my life right now. But, said $40. Check them out if you look for some kind of like budget thing if they're on sale. Fucking any more than that, they're fucking not on sale, dude. Fuck it. Buy Turtle Beaches, I guess, or something else. Yeah, so, you know, I've been fucking kind of been feeling a little bad. I mean, a little guilty as well. I'm talking about the same few games, it seems like, for the past, like, month or so, you know. Fucking spoiler alert, dude. I played a lot of fucking Fallout this week again. And I played some fucking Halo and some fucking Rainbow Six. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's fucking nothing. You know, it just tells you those are fucking real good games with a ton of fucking replayability. You know what I mean? It's fucking nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's only so much shit I can say about each one before I keep repeating myself. I mean, Fallout's got like a narrative going for it, so I can keep fucking talking about my little journeys. But I mean, what else am I gonna really say about Rainbow Six other than it's fucking a really good multiplayer shooter? I just fucking keep playing because it's fun and fucking drives me nuts. I suck at it, but so yeah, so fucking one day I was fucking like, yeah, well, you know, I'll fucking mix it up a little bit for today. You know, maybe I'll fucking, you know, I was getting a little itch for some nostalgia, fucking old school fucking game. So figure, you know, I get all these old school fucking systems hooked up. I still get my fucking NES, my Super Nintendo, my fucking Genesis and shit hooked up. So I'm like, yeah, I fucking really, really feel like playing Castlevania. Like, maybe I'll fucking throw that in and see if I can actually, like, beat it or get fucking further than I have, because I love that game. I played it quite a bit, but still have guys like that and like fucking Ninja Gaiden, like my fucking like White Whales, you know what I mean? It was fucking say Contra is my favorite game of all time. That's always been my thing, and I fucking love that game. I actually did beat it. I can fucking beat it like no problem now, as I played it so much, you know. But now it's like Castlevania I love, but I can't fucking beat because I guess I'm not good at fucking video games, I guess. Yeah, it's a hard game, whatever, but you figure at some point I'd fucking get good at it, but I just can't. I don't know, some kind of fucking mental block, or like Ninja Gaiden, I can fucking get to the last boss if I fucking kill myself, but I can't fucking beat him, dude. There's a fucking glitch in that sends you back to the first stage of that level if you fucking die at the boss, and it is a glitch or whatever. But anyway, so I'm like, fucking dude, I'm like, fuck it, I'll play fucking Castlevania. I like Castlevania. I'll play the original Castlevania. Though I haven't fucking used my NES in like forever, so fucking play that, dude. And I fucking, you know, I was fucking playing the NES pretty regularly when fucking, you know, it's fucking slow time for new games. I fucking pretty much all I get like a kit. I can open up the cartridges. I need, you know, you take it. I can take an eraser. There's just a little board in there. It's got the brass connectors on it. You know, if you fucking, anybody played NES back in the day, you know, fucking blowing in it and all that shit you gotta do to fucking make them work most of the time. And it's all this fucking blowing in it, just dirt and fucking, like, you know, the connectors get, if it'd be, like, corroded or, not really corroded, but just it's fucking, like, crap on them, you know. You gotta, like, shine them up a little bit, fucking, you know, fucking make it so the shit can actually, like, connect, the pins can connect to the fucking, you know, whatever. So I get a kit. I can fucking open up all the games and fucking, you know, I take a big eraser and I fucking erase the fucking pins, and that like shines them up, you know. And I fucking get some, you know, take a little bit of rubbing alcohol and fucking, I mean, like really get in there and fucking, you know, clean them up like real good, you know. Fucking get all the dirt off and shit. And I did that pretty regularly. Pretty much all the games I was gonna play, like, you know, quite a regularly anyway. So fucking, you know, Ninja Gaiden, whatever, I get a fucking nice stack of them that I fucking really went in there and fucking cleaned. So I figured, like, I haven't fucking played it in a while, but you know, it's been fucking sitting there, so shouldn't it be too bad, you know. Like, just give it a little fucking blow and put it in. Took me forever to fucking get it to fucking run. I'm like, you don't want to fucking crack it open and fucking, you know, spend 20 minutes fucking cleaning them. So just fucking blowing it, you know, dicked around with it for a little bit. Eventually get it to work, and I started playing it, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool, I can fucking stream it too, and fucking whatever. And playing fucking Castlevania. Fucking a great game. It's just so good. It's fucking hard as balls. Like, fucking real. A lot of this shit's fucking cheap. But I get to the point where the first few levels, I'm pretty good. I mean, it's kind of my muscle memory at this point, how it goes. So, playing, I get, you know, decently far, like four levels. Another little thing, too. I haven't fucking heard anybody talk about it. I was fucking dick with, like, the streaming. Like, my streaming setup as I was playing. If you leave the game running for a while at the fucking start, you know, if it fucking runs through, like, the track screen, like, at the title screen a couple times, but if you do that, it fucking cuts out the music completely. So you'll be playing with no music, and it's, like, half the fun of that game. But it's fucking weird. I never heard anybody talk about that. Maybe they don't want to fucking cares about that, but the music fucking cuts out completely. You gotta reset the fucking system, you know. That's fucking not like a thing. It's not like, oh, I hit start and the music like kicks on. It's just like, it's just gone. There's no music at all in the fucking game. That happens like consistently, so it's a weird thing. But yeah, so I get to like level like 3 or 4 or whatever. I was having fun. I'm like, God, this is cool. I can fucking actually like sit down, you know, make a fucking like, this will be what I do today. You know what I mean? Just fucking play Castlevania. And then fucking like flashback to fucking NES, dude. Fucking 80 fucking old school days. Fucking up. Oh, just hit a certain point and just fucking the thing just glitches out. Like, you know, so I can just, connection's bad, fucking just, like, lose the game, just fucking sitting there looking at a screen with a bunch of fucking, like, gibberish on it, and fucking, like, dude, fuck you, fucking, you know, love the fucking, like I said, I love fucking playing these systems, the old school systems, instead of fucking the shitty, you know, fucking emulating, like, whatever. It's just not the same, but, yeah, it's just fucking, it's fucking makes you think just that, those advantages of having digital instead of like these physical cartridges, or even like the fucking discs and shit, like CDs and DVDs and shit, they get like scratched and you're fucking playing and just fucking wipes your shit out. Yeah, dude, fucking digital is the way to go, you know. It's fucking, that shit can't get corrupted, and if it does, you can just fucking delete, you know what I mean? Like, what are you, the worst that's gonna happen, he's gonna have to fucking download it again. Yeah, so that wasn't very fun. So just there's a theme this week, you'll see, of fucking me getting pissed about shit not working that's supposed to work. Yeah, so just go in to continue my tales of Fallout 4, I guess. Yeah, I mean, I'm playing heavy D, but like I said, is anything like spoiler? I don't think I'd be fucking spoiling any like plot, like major plot points. It's just shit I, most of the shit's just fucking shit I stumble upon as I'm fucking wandering, because I heard shit like the first like week the game was out, of people that are not like fucking like journalists who fucking like had the game like, you know, fucking for like a month before or whatever, but just people playing. I heard like shit like, oh, dude, a fucking got to the glowing sea and blah blah blah. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I wish I didn't hear that, but you know what I mean. It's kind of like in the back of my head, like, I wonder what the fuck the glowing sea is. You know, it's like the second, you know, like third or fourth mission, or it's not that high up on the chain of like the main quest. You go to the glowing sea, I guess. I think that's what I'm on now. But I fucking just stumbled onto it myself, like randomly, like this week, I think. Like, fucking, I'm just like, huh, so that's what that is. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, but it's fucking, I've been playing it like heavy for like fucking over a month at this point, you know, almost a month and a half, like whatever, since fucking November 10th, or, I did play Tomb Raider, so a little bit after that, but just fucking stumbled on that now. So yeah, anything I fucking say, like whatever, dude, I'm just like talking, like I'm not like any plot points, and fucking anybody who's played it or cares about it, I'm sure, is fucking well past me as far as the fucking the story goes. I mean, my guy's like level like 66 now or some shit, but it's not from fucking doing story missions, it's just from fucking doing side shit and dicking around. So, yeah, dude, fucking just, I saw, like, you know, Brotherhood of Steel, fucking, you know, I fucking did a few little things, little missions for him, and then fucking, dude, so again, just fucking the game just continues, just amaze me, just, like, how much shit's in there, like, different flavor of shit, like, fucking completely different, or just, like, you know, fucking spectacle shit, just fucking, like, you call it, like, almost, like, set piece shit, or whatever, man, but fucking fucking brother, giant fucking, let's say there's a giant fucking like blimp, like giant airship in the sky now, like above the fucking, above Boston, you know. It's the Brotherhood of Steel, like main base. It's just fucking, just the different shit in the game, dude. Just nuts. I mean, and so on the, you know, it's not just like, oh, it's some little thing. It's like you go on the fucking ship and it's like their headquarters. It's just like a ton of new different fucking, you know, new characters I haven't fucking met before. They give me new fucking side quests and just fucking love it, dude. Just how much shit's, how much into it. How much fucking different shit they put into nuts. And, yeah, even tracing back, I just keep, like, you know, going back. I mean, I'm an old school fucking Fallout fan and just reading, like, something. I spent, like, fucking, like, almost like a whole fucking day in there, you know, fucking just reading all the, like, talking, everybody reading the fucking, all the terminals and shit. And just, like, it's nuts the shit they're calling back to Fallout 1, like, so, like, you know, hardcore, or Fallout 1 and 2, I guess. I always get the two, like, fucking, I played both of them, like, back to back, so they're kind of, like, mixed up in my head, but. And then I've throughout fucking, you know, since I've always fucking just gone back and forth, like whatever I feel like playing, you know, they don't seem that different to me, but, yeah, it's fucking, just like read those terminals, it's fucking like doing these fucking callbacks to Fallout 1, and I've noticed other shit too. I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but just the fucking, we turn off the radio, we just listen to the fucking, the, you know, the ambient fucking music in the back, just the regular fucking soundtrack, that's like almost like straight out of fucking Fallout 1, the fucking just the shit they'd play when you were wandering in that too, you know, the fucking, like, you know, as you go on like place to place fucking in that on the map, like the overhead map. I think it's almost the same song, like probably not, I could probably mix it up a little bit and fucking, you know, it sounds better obviously, but I'm like, oh yeah, dude, that's kind of just a fucking callback too, dude. I don't know why I didn't fucking realize it until like this week, but I'm like, oh yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, dude, fucking, so all, dude, all the fucking terminals in there are so good. I mean, I almost wish somebody could fucking, I know they did it for Elder Scrolls, somebody took like all the stories and that, like, you pick up books and, like, the Elder Scrolls and fucking read them, you know, and so I wish somebody could fucking take all the shit and follow and, like, make, like, a lore book, like, not like a fucking, like, date-by-date fucking chronological, like, Bible of, like, events and shit. I mean, I've read that shit, and it's just fucking just dry garbage, just, you know, kind of cool to know, like, the backstory, but just take, like, all these fucking terminals and just fucking make a fucking, like, book out of them, you know? I'd fucking read it, you know? Fucking if I had to kill some time, it'd be pretty fucking cool. But, yeah, dude, fucking still, I mean, that game is just amazing. It's, I don't know, I don't want to say it's, I fucking, like, borderline saying, oh, this is my favorite one. Like, before, you know, I always said, like, well, I like the original Fallout 1, you know, it was just fucking, you could do, like, everything in that game. It's pretty tight by, I think, any of the other game standards. I mean, I remember playing, like, spending a lot of time in Fallout 2, like, dicking around, and that kind of gets, like, watered down. Like, Fallout 1 is just, like, a tighter, just fucking, like, you know, there's not that much to it. It's kind of, like, simple, but it's a real cool, like, experience. I like, looking at my Steam, fucking, how much time I played fucking that, dude, and it's, like, 40 hours, dude. You can get, like, a lot out of that fucking, you know, that game. It's just replayable. Obviously, you can go back and try different shit, but I mean, this one's just fucking, like, so big and just, like, so much shit to do. But I almost want to say, like, this is, like, my favorite one, almost. I mean, I don't want to say that yet, because, you know, it could, like, shit itself at the fucking, the end of the game. Like, who knows where the fuck the story's gonna go, like, whatever. But, yeah, dude, I mean, it's on track right now of being my fucking favorite Fallout game, and that's fucking saying a lot. Oh, yeah, it fucking really is. So, like, in the Brotherhood ship, these fucking, like, you know, there's little things in there. Like, I found a fucking, like, a note in the doctor's office about treating people for STDs, you know. It's fucking, like, saying, like, oh, it's, you know, radiation burns around the fucking groin. They're talking about, like, people, like, fucking, like, the ghouls, you know what I mean? Like, the zombies. It's like, dude, it's fucking, that shit's just fucking funny as shit, dude. It's just, I'm so glad it's fucking there, dude. I saw, like, I was wandering around, I found a fucking bank, you know. And it's fucking, like, I don't think I could get in there. Or maybe I could, but, like, fucking, like, one side of the building's just, like, fucking, like, blown out, you know. I couldn't, like, jump up there, but I just fucking noticed this, like, fucking, like, set it up almost like a fucking, like, a cartoon, like, fucking, like, bank robbery, and this fucking, like, a skeleton hanging out of the fucking side of the, you know, you could see, like, all the safes and shit in there, like, you know, it was the fucking, the bank vault, and this is a skeleton, like, one skeleton hanging out of it. And fucking, like, laying down, hanging out, like he fucking like died, you know, like when the bombs came, like went off, dude, like he was doing that, like trying to rob the bank. And there's one, like, you know, his fucking like partner, dude, there's another skeleton on the ground next to him, is fucking like, you know, he's got a gun, like he's just like laid out like perfectly. It's so cool. And like in the, like right near him, this is a fucking like big duffel bag, and this fucking like hundred, you know, fucking bunch of fucking like pre-war fucking money in there. It's just like little details, dude. It's so good, so fucking good. I took, I ended up, I talked about building my bar in, home plate in, Diamond City or not, but I was building this fucking bar, and I was just, like, you know, real, I mean, I spent fucking, like, hours, dude, fucking, building this fucking bar, putting in a jukebox, and fucking, you know, so I set up the bar and shit, and all the stools, and I'm fucking just dumping, you know, taking all, like, the whiskey and just fucking, like, bottle by bottle, I was fucking, like, taking them, you know, you get to fucking put them on the shelf yourself, and, yeah, I was fucking, you know, did that, like, forever, dude, and it was fucking, like, a big project. I was, like, trying to make it, like, look all nice and shit, and, like, fucking, like, you know, professional, and just fucking, you know what I mean, like, really taking my time. Stocking it up with fucking vodka and rum and, like, beer and shit. I'm like, dude, this looks, like, real cool, you know? And, yeah, I was fucking, like, pretty pleased with myself, dude. It looked fucking amazing and fucking, you know, I'm fucking, then I go out and, yeah, I left some shit in the fucking, you know, some bottles on the ground. I'm like, dude, it's taking a lot of time, like, you know what I mean? I'm fucking just, like, whatever, dude. I fucking went out, you know, just did my usual shit, fucking out in the waste for fucking, for a while. I'm like, oh, like, whatever, dude. I'd fucking, like, go out and fucking find, like, other bottles of, like, vodka and shit, just, like, shit I wanted to, like, put a... Or, like, just shit to decorate the fucking, that spot, because it's not, like, connected to any of the other settlements, so you gotta, like, physically bring in anything I wanna put in that room, you know? So I found some cool shit. There's some little quests about some fucking, like, I forget what the fuck it was, golden grasshopper, or gilded grasshopper, I think it was. I'm like, dude, I fucking did that quest. I'm like, dude, this thing would be fucking cool in my fucking, not in the bar, but just in that, and I'll put it up, like, as a trophy in that fucking... In the house, it's just like a giant, like, huge gold fucking grasshopper statue. I'm like, this shit would look cool. Like, if we put it on, like, a table or something, you know? I'm like, that's fucking cool. And I found, like, some, like, gold bars and shit. I got, like, a safe in there. I'm like, dude, I could sell these. Which, like, just for the shits and giggles, I'm just gonna fucking, like, you know, I get this fucking safe on the ground and piling up all this fucking, like, dollar bills all around it. You know what I mean? Fucking, I'll put the fucking gold in the safe. Just, like, whatever, dude. Just fucking dicking around. So I go into it. As soon as I open the, you know, I go back to the Diamond City, go to fucking home plate. I also got a fucking, there's a power armor station out there that you own. I found this fucking cool ass, speaking of callbacks of, like, Fallout 1. Say, I don't like the power armor in this game, like, wearing it, but I mean, they look cool and shit, so whatever. But, yeah, dude, I found a fucking, like, a suit of fucking power armor from the cover of Fallout 1. Like, fucking, if you know what that looks like, it's almost like a bug-looking dude. Like, it almost looks like a fucking, like, alien dude, like, the head. It's like, I forget what the fuck it's called. I was talking out of my ass. I think it's, like, XO1 or something, dude. Just fucking, like, real cool, like, mask and shit and, like, helmet. I'm like, yeah, things are awesome, like, fucking looking. Yeah, so I'm like, fucking, dude, that thing's cool. I'll fucking park it. I parked it out, like, fucking outside of home plate. I'm like, dude, this is cool. I got all the shit I can fucking put in, fucking set up now, you know, make it look even cooler, dude. And as soon as I open the door, you just hear a bunch of shit just, like, falling, you know. It's fucking just, like, smash, smash, boom, 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 like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I'm like, what the fuck is that, dude? I wonder, dude. It's probably, I forget, it was just, like, shit, like, settling into place, you know, and shit, like, loads in. Like, you know, anything's, like, fucking, like, off the, you know, off the ground, off, like, a surface a little bit, like, fucking whatever, dude. It's loading in, then it fucking will settle down, like, whatever. It must have been what it was, like, all the bottles and shit. But, nope, fucking walk in there, dude, again, dude, fucking, fucking, you know, parallel of my fucking real life, dude. I look, dude, all this fucking, everything I spent all the time, dude, it's all fucking, everything's just on the ground, fucking, everything just fucking fell apart, dude. The whole bar is just fucking, all those bottles, like, knocked each other over, dude, they're just fucking gone on the ground, everything's everywhere, dude. I was putting, like, even, like, plates and shit on, like, fucking, like, you know, I have, like, a grill set up in the fucking corner, and I have, like, a, like, picnic bench and shit, and I put up, like, plates, I set up, like, forks and knives, dude, next to the plates and shit, and, like, put, like, food on top, there's all that shit just fucking, like, I clip through the fucking tables, dude. Everything's just on the ground, fucking everywhere, dude. I'm like, God, dude, you gotta be fucking, like, shitting me, dude. Everything's just gone. Like, hours of fucking work, just fucking shit down the fucking drain. I mean, like, the, you know, basic, like, furniture and the structures and shit is still there in place, but, like, everything I, like, hand place here, it just fucking just ruined itself. Like, it's fucking everywhere. Still trying to be like, oh, I'll just fucking pretend like, you know, we had a big fucking, like, party, dude, a big ripper, and, you know, this is the aftermath of it, just fucking booze bottles fucking everywhere, all over the ground, like, whatever, it's the best I can do from fucking, you know, realizing I'm fucking wasting my life playing video games, you know? Yeah, that sucked. But, oh, it really sucked. This fucking happened earlier today as I'm fucking playing. You know, I finally did talk about how much I fucking, like, actually, like fucking Piper, dude. Fucking really, you know what I mean? I like fucking playing fucking the game with fucking Piper, or, like, whatever. Had her pretty much since the start. Like, as soon as I fucking stepped into Diamond City, when she's one of the first, I think she's, like, outside of Diamond City, she fucking lets you in, you know? I fucking had her since then, like, fucking, oh, well over 100 hours I've been fucking playing the game with her, you know? Finally lost her, you know, fucking just, she's gone. Like, I don't know what the fuck she is. Like, it's why she was, the whole reason I took her in, one of the main reasons, I had fucking, Codsworth. Well, first I had the dog pissed me off. So I'm like, fuck you, dog. I don't want to fucking hear you barking, like, whatever. Constantly in the fucking way of, like, everything, dude. So I took fucking the robot, fucking Codsworth, for a little bit. And he ended up getting fucking stuck somewhere, like, fucking, like, battling like an enemy. I'm just like, oh, whatever. Like, somebody just walked by, and he fucking just, like, took it upon himself to fucking sit there and fucking fight the goddamn enemy. And, like, I couldn't find him, like, forever. And then I'm like, I kind of knew where he was, like, in some fucking, like, factory, you know? So I'm like, fucking, like, all right, maybe I'll go back. And then, like, I ended up passing the factory. I went back, and, like, sure enough, he was just fucking, like, in there, like, fucking just, like, stuck in a fucking little corner somewhere. I had to, like, fucking, like, physically push him out of the way. I'm like, dude, this guy's a pain in the ass, too, so I ended up getting fucking, like, Piper, and, like, she seemed fine. Like, she'd fucking, like, she, like, warped everywhere, like, fucking whatever. Like, I was trying to be wicked careful. I'm like, you know, if I'm taking an elevator, I'll fucking, like, I'd sit and I'd fucking wait for her to fucking, like, get in the fucking elevator before I hit the button, so she wasn't fucking, like, stuck in some other floor. Like, you know, I'd constantly be fucking, like, looking behind me, making sure she's following. Like, she seemed like, oh, I'm like, she seems great, like, as far as that goes. Like, she's just, like, warping, like, she's fine, you know? But sure enough, dude, I'm fucking, like, in this fucking, like, you know, in this battle of, like, fucking, like, 12, like, mutants and fucking, you know what I mean? Now the fucking, since that airship came up, that Brotherhood of Steel airship, they have, vertibirds, like, they're, like, helicopters. They'll be, like, patrolling the fucking, the wasteland, and if there's any raiders or something, you get in a fight, you know, sometimes you see them just going nuts, just fucking shooting at people, dude. They'll be, like, you know, they'll be in their power armor, like, patrolling and shit, and, like, you know, they're all around. It's fucking just, like, this big battle of, like, them and, like, fucking, like, you know, raiders and fucking mutants and fucking, there's, you know, a ton of shit just going on. This big battle, like, fucking killed, like, a dozen fucking people, you know, dicking around, fucking Piper's there and fucking, like, whatever, dude. And she's, like, whatever, I mean, she's fucking, you know, she might have, like, went down a couple times. Like, I fucking, at this point, I'm, like, stim packing her and shit, because they have, like, hundreds of fucking stim packs, and they have, this perk, so it's, like, if I fucking use a stim pack, it completely refills my health and shit. So it's like, whatever, I have like plenty of those. I'm like, whatever, I'm trying to take care of her, you know. So I think she went down a couple times, like, this big fucking battle, and I'm fucking like going upstairs and shit, and like, you know, there's dudes on the fucking the roofs and all different floors. I'm going like, you know, a bunch of different buildings, I'm getting all turned around and shit, and like ended up fucking, you know, I'm looking around the fucking map, I see her and like whatever, dude. I'm fucking like looking around, seeing if there's any red dots in the map, seeing if there's any enemies, and fucking I don't see anything, so I'm like, alright, cool, I'm clear, I'm good, like everything should be fine. Fucking move on, dude, go to like some other place, dude. And like as I'm going, I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, huh, I don't fucking, you know, check behind me, I'm like, huh, Piper's not following me, I wonder like where, you know, where she is, like whatever. I'm like, ah, she'll probably like warp in eventually, you know, like whatever, like fucking going to a building, fucking like, nope, still not there. Like I was doing like something like small there, so I'm like, alright, whatever, dude, I'm fucking just clear this building off, then maybe I'll go back and like try to find her, like where I was fighting before. But still not there, dude. And then fucking, like, I think it was, like, another part of the quest, like, sent me somewhere else. Like, not that far away, but well, I'm like, whatever, dude. And fucking just keep, you know, keep going. Fucking did that. Fucking then I'm like, dude, and I've, you know, at this point, I'm all, like, turned around, dude. I don't know, just fucking where that battle was. Just, like, a random, you know, just fucking bombed out buildings in, like, the city, you know. It's fucking, like, looks like a lot of different, you know, it could be like anywhere. I'm not just gonna like fucking walk through and be like, oh yeah, that's where it was. It wasn't like at any like named place, you know. So I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm all turned around. I don't know where the fuck she is. Try like, even, I even tried like, I'm like, I fucking try like fast traveling. Nope. I'm like, dude, I can't, you know what I mean? It's like at this point, it's like, before she's like super useful because fucking, you know, I need the extra firepower. At this point, I'm like level 66. I'm like, dude, I don't want it just for like, you know, role-playing reasons. I don't want to fucking leave her out there, but it's like, dude, I also don't want to fucking go out, like, looking for a fucking needle in a fucking haystack, so, I don't know, dude, she's kind of just gone at this point, and it just sucks, you know, but, hey, so just fucking, you know, she's gone, I'm all by myself, dude, feel abandoned, she fucking, everything's fucking broken, it's fucking, yeah, it's just, you know, it's fucking, is that like life imitating art? Art imitating life? Like whatever, man. But fucking, it's good allegory. I think it's an allegory. I don't know. You fucking English major fucking faggots. Eat shit. Yeah, I mean, fucking, it's just, you'll see the theme here. Yeah, dude, that fucking, yeah, I know, I'm not even gonna fucking say anything. You just heard that, what that fucking mess of what happened that last, the first segment, the opening there. I don't know what the fuck that was, man. That was fucking so blown out, so fucking high. The volume was ridiculous, man. I had to go in a little behind the scenes. I usually have the opposite problem, is I gotta fucking go through everything and fucking, like, I record it. I'm not a loud talker, so I gotta go through and, take all the shit, all the audio and fucking, like, amplify it, like, fucking, by, like, 3 decibels, the fucking, you know what I mean, to get, like, a nice, like, you know, fucking decent sounds, you can fucking hear what the fuck I'm saying. I don't know what the fuck that was, dude. I fucking listened. I'm like, dude, this shit, everything's just fucking completely fucking blown out. Like, it's fucking, like, amplified, fucking, like, ridiculous. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was. I'd say I apologize for that shit, but, yeah, nobody fucking listens to this, dude. I'm not gonna fucking fool myself, so. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm able to record something at the beginning, do a little warning about it blown out, or maybe I'll go the extra step and fucking re-record that shit so it's not all fucking blown out and shitty. But you know what, dude, fuck it, you know, shit happens, deal with it. Nobody fucking listens to it or cares, so fucking whatever, fuck you. Pretty much recording it for me. I mean, do I care? A little bit, but not that much. Yeah, dude, not, again, I fucking hate being, you know, I hate fucking sound like a fucking piece of shit, but, not in a good mood, fucking all week. I'll get into that later, but, going to something else. I mean, not that, that I hate to get into. Fucking oh, big fucking news story of the year, of the week, right now, but of the year, for some people. And again, it's stuff I don't even fucking like bringing up, but I feel like I have to. Yeah, dude, fucking Hideo Kojima fucking signed a deal to go to Sony. Officially, they're not playing that he's still a Konami game anymore. He's on vacation. Yeah, they announced that he's got a deal going with Sony. His next deal is going to be it's going to be an exclusive on PlayStation 4, I believe. I don't know if they specified if it was going to be like PlayStation 4 or what. It might be fucking, big fucking Metal Gear 5 took him like 5 years to make, so it could fucking be PlayStation 5. They could be fucking trying to use his name to push out their fucking VR, fucking PlayStation VR bullshit to fucking, like who knows. But I think, I mean, as far as I know, I don't look, again, it's something I don't care too much about, but it's like fucking, I feel like I have to say something just because, yeah, because it's a fucking big story and fucking it does affect me, and I'll tell you why it affects me. But oh yeah, so fucking yeah, I fucking hate bringing up Metal Gear again. I can't seem to get away from it though. But fucking yeah, dude, fucking I thought that was a fucking complete piece of shit. Metal Gear 5 is a fucking, it's a bad game. Yeah, dude, I was fucking just hoping, like, all right, that's the last you've heard of fucking Kojima, you know what I mean, for a while anyway. Like, maybe, I figured he'd fucking go the way of everybody else at this point and, do some fucking little indie Kickstarter shit, asking people for their fucking money because he's got those fucking hardcore, like, insane fucking fans, But, yeah, I mean, it's fucking the way I look at it. I mean, again, I don't have any insider knowledge. I mean, Grunt Free Press's reach isn't that high at this point. Looking from the outside, I mean, I think fucking, Konami had fucking every right in the world to fucking fire his ass. As far as it's from a business from an outsider's perspective, I mean, the guy took fucking 5 years to fucking build Metal Gear 5, and pretty well known fact the fucking budget was real high. I mean, I've heard a lot of different numbers fucking thrown out there, but yeah, fucking game's terrible. Fucking the budget was fucking huge, dude. No, the fucking is just a waste too. I mean, the game was just a complete waste of whatever money they gave him. It was just they made it fucking, this big open world that had no need to be a fucking open world. They added all this extra bullshit, and the game itself was just fucking trash. So it was, I can just look at that and be like, dude, this game is just a waste, period, a waste of money, a waste of time. Like, guy has every fucking right, Fucking if I published that game, even if it fucking sold fairly well, I'd be like, this game, you fucking, well, the game sucks. But I mean, regardless of whatever fucking, whatever sway they hold over the media or fucking those fucking retards or whatever, dude, these fucking hardcore fans who like that is garbage no matter what he puts out. And the media, for whatever reason, fucking sucking him off. Like, yeah, I mean, it's a bad game, and you just see, like, waste of money everywhere, waste of people's time and money everywhere in that fucking game. So I don't blame him, fucking Konami, for fucking firing him at all. But yeah, I mean, it's fucking, you look at it, it's fucking PlayStation and fucking Kojima. It's just, as far as, again, I gotta keep saying it, I have a fucking PlayStation 4 or whatever. I have nothing against fucking PlayStation, but it's like, or Kojima, I'll say right now, I love, I like PT. I thought it was all right. I was looking forward to that fucking his Silent Hills thing. I liked fucking Castlevania Lords of Shadow. I don't know how much him and his team did on that. I know he was like a producer or something. I was like them and like some other team, but I fucking love that game, and fucking I really like that. So whatever, it's not like I have fucking anything, like, personally, like, I'm not like fucking dead set against fucking Kojima. I can't think of anything he's done that I really love besides fucking Lords of Shadow. But it's not like a fucking, it's him. It's fucking basically Metal Gear. So it's kind of a good thing he's off of fucking Metal. Maybe he'll do something I actually like at this point. But yeah, it just fucking just seems like he's just whatever, dude. Overrated and fucking over, I guess shit just fucking like overhyped, overrated, just fucking whatever, dude. Not anything. Even like I remember writing a review on fucking like IGN or something when fucking like Metal Gear 3 came out, and that was another game where oh, it's 10, it's fucking perfect. And then again, I have nothing against it. I just fucking played it. I'm like, game is okay. I think I gave it like a 7 or something. I'm like, it's all right. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, yeah, I just don't understand at all. Like fucking whatever it is, it's fucking a lot of garbage in there. Like fuck, I don't get like this fucking whole Metal Gear fucking Kojima cult. Like does not fucking like make sense to me at all. And it's fucking me, somebody who's fucking played games for fucking 25 years and 25 plus years, you know, and I fucking played a lot of different fucking genres, a lot of different fucking like whatever, dude. Like I just don't get it. But anyway, it's a fucking, it's like a match made in heaven. I mean, I think it probably is good for everybody this happened, because say, but just like Kojima, it's like fucking anything fucking Sony puts out, it's just fucking everybody is just fucking way over the fucking moon about it. Doesn't matter what it is, it could be a fucking complete like piece of shit. You can just play and be like, if nobody told you it was a fucking PlayStation, if it was a third-party game, it was a fucking anybody else put it out, you'd be like, dude, this game fucking blows. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, but that's like, or it's fucking, this is like mediocre. Like, fucking, it's a PlayStation exclusive, though. It's just fucking everything in the fucking, the fans, dude, the fucking PlayStation fans, the absolute fucking, like, worst and fucking whatever. Yeah. Objectively, again, I own fucking all the systems. I own a fucking PC, like, whatever. I don't have a fucking horse in the race just looking at it. It's like, fucking, dude, that shit just, those PlayStation fans, man, the journalists and the media, man, is fucking just overhype that shit, dude. They fucking latch onto the fucking bullshit, man. They fucking hype it up like it's fucking nothing, dude. Nothing bad can be said about it, you know what I mean? They won't say anything negative. They spin everything to make fucking Sony look like a fucking hero, you know? They tried fucking selling you, on a fucking PS4, telling you fucking, oh, it's worth the fucking $400 to buy the system for fucking, oh, the best game on there is Resogun. They kept saying, Resogun, buy a fucking $400 system for fucking Resogun. That's the fucking shit they were selling here for a fucking year and a half, you know what I mean? Like, fucking before, like, Bloodborne came out, which is, like, it was still, I think, the only fucking halfway decent fucking exclusive on that system. But, yeah, like, fucking, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Like, fucking, Resogun's fucking shit. It's a fucking bad, you know, I always say it's a bad game. It's a fucking, like, absolutely forgettable. It was on fucking, like, 360, like, Xbox 360 arcade, like, you know, 6 years ago, nobody would have given a shit about that game. Like, it's so, like, forgettable. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? There's nothing, like, to write home about at all about that fucking game. That's what they were selling you. And then fucking, so that's like how fucking everything goes for fucking PlayStation. Like everything's just fucking blown out of proportion, dude, about how fucking anything, even if the game is like good, like even like Bloodborne, like I like Bloodborne, but I mean, compared to the Souls games, I think it's fucking pretty shitty, you know what I mean? But fucking when that came out, it was like, oh my God, this is just fucking, fucking flip your fucking shit over this game. Like, well, anyway. Yeah, so that's fucking, like, how the world fucking, you know, the gaming world fucking views fucking PlayStation, just everything, Last of Us, fucking whatever, dude, Uncharted, dude, they're all, like, all these perfect, they're just, like, perfect, like, fucking timeless classics. It's, like, they're not, like, you know, like, fucking, it's just, like, it's the same shit for Kojima, too. You can put out, like, any fucking dog shit, like, fucking half-ass shit, and as long as fucking they throw his name on there, it's fucking, oh, it's a Kojima game. Oh, it's fucking, it's fucking add, like, just give it a 10, like, whatever. No matter what this game is they're working on, why even bother with the, you know, the song and dance? Just, I'll tell you right now, no matter what he puts out, it's a fucking PlayStation exclusive. It's a fucking Konami game. It's a fucking perfect 10. It's just like, whatever. I don't have to fucking play it. I don't have to see it. Like, just the fucking, the culture we live in. You know what I mean? The fucking, the bullshit fucking fanboy fucking consumerist fucking, you know, fucking, these are the, you know, PlayStation's fucking God. Kojima's a fucking rock star bullshit, dude. Like, doesn't matter, dude. Fucking, it's gonna be a complete fucking piece of horseshit, dude. It's gonna be a fucking, 10 game of the year, fucking masterpiece, fucking, you know what I mean? It's probably gonna be fucking shitty. But, calming down, dude. Like fucking, you know, like objective. If it looks like interesting, I'll play it. I'm not like shitting on it completely. I'm not even like trying to. I can't really comment on, you know, the game itself, because it's fucking, who knows how long it's gonna be, who knows what it's gonna be, like whatever, like. But you know, I just on the fucking the cult surrounding it, you know, surrounding fucking those two fucking properties, dude. Kojima and fucking PlayStation, like, dude, it doesn't matter what it is, you just add like fucking like 5 points to the score, like automatically, just for fucking these fucking idiots, dude, to fucking eat everything they do up, like, you know, it's fucking, it's ridiculous, like. Again, I try to be like objective in the shit, you know, shit I talk about. Like, you know, I don't feel good talking about shit I don't have experience with. And I fucking have been eating this fucking PlayStation and fucking Kojima fucking bullshit, like overhyped garbage for like the past, like, I don't even know, like 20 years at this point, whenever the fucking PS1 came out. It's like, again, you look at the fucking PS1, and it's like, oh, it's fucking shits on everything. It shits on the fucking whatever, dude. Anything fucking the Dreamcast or like fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking whatever. I forget what the fuck was out back then. Or even like the N64, like, oh, it's so much better and blah, blah, blah. And you know, and fucking even back then, dude, look at these games, dude. You did like fucking like Final Fantasy fucking like 7. Like, again, dude, another one of those things, dude. Not Kojima, but it's fucking Japanese fucking PlayStation exclusive. Oh, it's a fucking masterpiece. And people are still like riding that shit. And it's like, dude, I was there back then. I fucking remember that game coming out. And like, I remember like playing it for a little bit. I mean, I didn't fucking go like nuts, dude. And fucking like whatever. But I remember like going to like people's houses and like playing it. And like, oh my God, doesn't this look so good? Isn't this like the next step up? Like fucking like this, like, you know, fucking believe in that shit. And like, even back then, I'd look at it and be like, dude, no, like, this looks bad. Like, this game is a bad looking game, dude. Like, fucking gameplay is like real shitty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of those PlayStation games, like, it's like people have this revelation now, like, oh, like, they're not that good. And you know what I mean? All original PlayStation games aren't that good. Now it's like PS2 games, like, a lot of them, like, those systems that people say, like, oh, dude, those are the best, like, PS1, PS2, those are the best fucking systems ever. And, you know, like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, well, what game? Like, did you play on there? Like, you know, what would you recommend? And like, fucking, like, you know, what do you think would hold up? And like, then people just draw a blank, you know, fucking these hundreds of fucking games, dude. And fucking, you know, just all like pretty much shovelware back in the day, you know, all fucking just garbage, most of them, and fucking, you know, fucking just forgettable shit. And like, all these graphics look shit. Wasn't that funny how shitty they look now if you compare them? It's like, well, no, I remember back in the day, dude, they always look like shit. Like, you know, they always look terrible. Like, fucking, oh, Resident Evil, isn't it funny how long it takes these fucking the load screens to the door? I'm like, well, you know what? I fucking, again, I played that like contemporaneously. I played that when it came out. I fucking remember back then being like, dude, this sucks. Having to fucking wait this long to open this door. Like, I'm not gonna, like, you know, like, this is pretty garbage. Like, that was a fucking problem back then, too. Just fucking people just ignore it. Like, either ignored it or they fucking downplayed it and, like, you know, didn't want to talk about it. But, yeah, this shit just continues. It's just fucking, like, ridiculous. I have, you know, I would say to you again, I don't fucking like hate PlayStation. I just hate the I do hate like the fucking the hype and the fucking like cult, like the culture surrounding it, dude. It's like, it's fucking people pretend they're not like some fucking mega corporation that doesn't give a shit, you know? Fucking demonize fucking like Microsoft, like they're like this evil empire, dude, and fucking pretend like Sony pulls like shit, even worse shit, you know? And fucking just a pass, dude. It's like people are still stuck in like, oh, dude, it's from Japan, dude. So it's like this mystical fucking place, dude. They're not about money. They're just all, oh, it's all relationships and fucking family, dude. This shit is fucking, I don't know. Fuck you, dude. Again, this is a week of me just fucking hating fucking everybody and everything. Again, I mean, it's not that uncommon, but I mean, more than usual. I don't know. Could be the fucking holiday spirit fucking creeping up on me or what, dude. I was fucking just depressed, fucking horrible, fucking miserable, fucking awful. Anyway, I'm gonna move on. Yeah, just want to point that out. Yeah, so fucking Kojima is going with fucking PlayStation. Hooray. Everybody can fucking give each other fucking hand jobs as fucking he pumps out some shit and you fucking idiots fucking eat it up. And if it looks good, I'll play it, and I'll go from there, but I'm not fucking, you know what I mean? So that's good, it's good for that fucking, whatever, dude, that's fucking perfect, because then those guys are fucking something to fucking cream their pants over. And on the other hand, it's fucking, you know, maybe somebody will actually pick up Metal Gear and make a good Metal Gear game, like, for once. So, besides the fucking NES Metal Gear, you know. And maybe a fucking new team on there will make something that's fucking good. We'll see. Then maybe, yeah, I'm sure if they, no, but again, no matter what it is, you just fucking, oh, it's fucking just, open the fucking, the journalistic fucking, gaming clouds, dude. Now Konami's the bad guy. Doesn't matter what they do with Metal Gear, dude. It could be the fucking best Metal Gear game yet, you know? This fucking doesn't matter. It's gonna be shit on, because, oh, go, we gotta make him the bad guy, set our fucking narrative. Set a fucking narrative, you fucking idiots, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. I fucking hate everybody. Yeah. Half of your news. For once, I think maybe the first time in the show. man, it's been fucking worse than usual. But yeah, fucking Halo 5, been playing a little bit, going back to that, and yeah, finally, for, well, fucking over a month later, she guess isn't that bad if I fucking look at it in the long run. But no, it's actually October, so like 2 months now at this point, I guess. So maybe it does suck, but yeah, they finally put Forge in, which I've been waiting for a while. I'm thinking about doing, you know, just get sit on the shit on the site, because again, I fucking all my internet troubles, dude. It's fucking another thing to fucking go back to fucking how much it sucks behind the scenes shit, dude. Like, as I'm streaming a game, right? If I lose like connection or like the fucking my upload speed drops to the point that I can't fucking like stream shit like solidly or fucking like smoothly. It'll cut out my fucking the connection, and they get my consoles and shit going through a capture card. And when that happens, the program I'm using will fucking cut out. They like try to like reboot, like try to reconnect. When that happens, they fucking just like cut, like whatever I'm playing, it'll cut out for like fucking like a good like five solid seconds. All I get is a fucking black screen just trying to fucking reboot. So that's kind of puts a fucking damper on like anything. The same with anything, dude. I fucking try, like, I don't like trust my internet. So it's like, you know, trying to like, you know, I'm gonna fucking like upload something or fuck, you know what I mean? Like fucking do something. I can't fucking rely on my fucking internet being fucking like steady. Like it's gonna like shit the bed. And unless I'm in the fucking middle of something, it's gonna fucking piss me off. And I'm gonna go down that fucking rabbit hole of fucking, you know, what the fuck's wrong? Like rebooting this, rebooting that, restarting the fuck, you know, fucking restarting everything. It's just like, you know, anyway, it's fucking Halo 5. I'm fucking around with Forge. I'm thinking about like doing like a almost like a little like diary, like step by step of me making a map, like making a fucking Forge map. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm fucking, I'm not the best like fucking forger. Like that's the thing too. It's almost like I do like a fucking play games. You know, people will be like, oh well, I'm fucking, you know, I'm so good at, I'm real good at games. Oh yeah, let me see you play. Like I do this. You look at this little secret, this little fucking like glitch. You fucking, oh, how'd you figure that out? Well, I just went online to the fucking wiki and fucking people told me to do this, so I did it. Dude, now I'm a fucking master. It's like, yeah, that's how I fucking play games at all. You know, I just fucking, so I fucking forge the same way. You know, I could fucking spend all my time, like I hate like researching, just, I could spend all my time like fucking researching how to do this and how to do that and fucking, you know, step by step tutorials. But so I booted it up, I'm fucking around with it, and it's like, dude, I'm even like basic shit, I'm trying to figure out how to like move pieces, and it's like, dude, like how I'm like, you know, it's like prompts on the screen how to do it, but it's like doesn't really, it's all like sorts of like modifiers. Like you grab something, it's like, all right, now hold the left trigger and use the right stick to do this, and then fucking like hold the left and right trigger, then like release the left trigger and fucking use the D-pad, hit the D-pad twice, and it's like, dude, I'm like doing like all like this like claw type shit in the control, like trying to figure out what the fuck, like what I'm doing, and like fucking shit's like snapping all over the place, and you know what I mean, like shit snap, I don't want to snap, shit'll snap and it's fucking like not right, I gotta like fucking like rotate shit. I'm like, this is gonna, you know what I mean, I can fucking figure it out how to do like shit, but it's gonna take a long time to fucking figure out even like the basic shit. But again, I could fucking go and like look at a wiki, like how do I do this, how do I do that, like, you know what I mean, ask around, like watch some like YouTube videos and shit. But and my problem with that again is I'm fucking like trying to like create something. I don't want to like go through just like vanilla, like fucking like this is how people do, you know what I mean, this is how fucking you do this. It's kind of like, step, you know what I mean? Like fucking, like maybe I'll be dicking around and I'll fucking like do, you know, I'll fucking fuck something up, then I can look at it and be like, huh, well, now that I fucked that up, well, I kind of learned from that and I can either like use that, like maybe I'll leave this fucking piece here that's fucked up, I'll build around it, or that gives me an idea to do something, you know what I mean? Like just like the pro, like I like that process of just fucking, you know, fucking pressing a bunch of buttons till something works and fucking throwing shit against the wall, you know what I mean? That's how I operate, pretty much. As you can tell, if you've been a long time listening to the podcast, you're like, yeah, it's fucking all jacked up, but that's how I do it. Now, why is the fucking first half of this all fucked up? Because I didn't fuck, you know what I mean? Fucking to that point, I figured, at this point, it's like automatic. I'm like, oh, let's hit record, it should be fine. And like, oh, look at that, the one time I didn't fucking check to see what the hell was going on, everything's blown out. But, so yeah, I was thinking about, like, building the fucking, like, making a fucking, like, just step by step, like, you know, day by day, like, hey, check this out, like, fucking put it on the site, like, fucking, oh, this is, like, how it built, and, like, oh, hey, look, now it's done, like, look at this, and it's, like, I don't know, it's fucking something I'm thinking of in the back of my mind. I might end up doing that. It's fucking, again, I haven't had the time, just because I've been dicking around with fucking shit I don't want to dick around with, but, yeah, I get fucking a few extra days off coming up, so maybe, yeah, we'll see. I don't like committing, you know what I mean? Of maybe those fucking extra days off, all I'll be doing is fucking, oh, I'll fucking have this time off, I'll play Fallout, I can't really commit to it. But, yeah, I'll try to do something again. Fucking Forge is up. There's a couple new maps up there, too. I only played on a couple of them. I mean, I think only one of them I've actually saw. I tried doing there's a Warzone one. A new Warzone map, and I think a couple new arena maps. I only saw one new arena map, but it's like every time I do fucking Warzone, I'm always on the fucking Stormbreak map. I played it like fucking 3 times in a row. The last time I played, I'm like, dude, I don't even really like Warzone. I don't really like it at all. So I was just like, I was kind of interested to see if, you know what I mean, maybe they learned and fucking the new map was fucking, you know, actually like fun to play and not just like a fucking camp fest, like fucking camp in a corner trying to take the point, like who knows. But still haven't seen it, so I don't know. No, Halo 5 is cool, but yeah, other shit. I'm fucking, yeah, just fucking stuck on Rainbow Six. I've been playing a shit ton to get my fucking multiplayer fixed the most part. Yeah, I really like that, dude. It's a fucking amazing game, dude. It drives me nuts. You know what I'm saying? It's just fucking so hard, dude, as far as, you know, fucking playing. It's hard to say fucking multiplayer games are hard, dude, but that game is fucking, like, hard. Like, it's fucking, it's tough. Like, drives me nuts sometimes, you know. If you fucking walk, like, you're not even in the fucking house yet, you know what I mean, and fucking somebody just fucking pelts you in the fucking face and you fucking go down. It's just like, dude, oh, I'm fucking dead for fucking, like, you know, next fucking 3 minutes, I guess. I'm fucking, like, looking through other people's shit, but, yeah, I played that enough, but I feel like fine fucking writing a review for it. You know, I get shit floating around in my head. I'm like, yeah, I can just fucking write a review for it. It shouldn't be that high. It's not fucking that, like, it won't be a long one, but. So, I was thinking about doing that. It's funny, too, that game, because it's like, there's never really, like, downtime as you're playing. Like, every fucking second's pretty intense, dude. You're fucking worried about getting shot the fuck up. I'm trying to, like, I'm like thinking about making the review. I'm like, I need a screenshot. So, man, I never had a fucking harder time getting a fucking screenshot for a fucking game. You know, it's like, dude, I don't want to fucking be looking through like a death cam through like one of my teammates and fucking, you know what I mean, do it that way. I don't want to fucking go in the middle of a fucking firefight and, you know, hit the fucking guide button and try to get a fucking screenshot either. So it's tough, but I ended up just saying, yeah, fuck it, dude. Just use somebody else's fucking screen as he was doing. I got a pretty good one too. I like, it's fucking a bunch of like smoke and shit filling up. Somebody threw a smoke grenade, it's filling up the fucking room. Nah, this dude's coming in and shit. That looks pretty cool. So the screenshot gets fucking A+ right now. He's gotta write the review at this point and fucking throw it up on the site. But again, I'm just so like fucking flustered right now, dude. Fucking past like month, dude, it's been a fucking mess. But yeah, I'd like to put something up on the fucking site other than these podcasts that you can get fucking other places, you know what I mean? But yeah, it doesn't matter, dude. Again, nobody fucking listens or goes to the site anyway, so fucking whatever. Chicken or the egg, what came first, the fucking chicken egg or the chicken shit, like, you know, who knows? But yeah, other thing too, the fucking other game I played this week was Dead or Alive Extreme 2, the fucking volleyball fucking cheesecake fucking Dead or Alive minigame collection for 360, which I had. You know, I was fucking reading, going through like YouTube and shit, and watching people react to fucking. I was talking about earlier. I ended up fucking putting a pre-order in from PlayAsia to import the third one for PS4. It's not coming out to the West or whatever, so I ended up having to do that. And I was saying PlayAsia is pretty fucking. Seems pretty straight, you know. I won't give any real final thoughts till I get the game in my hand, you know what I mean, at my fucking doorstep. It's supposed to be here in like fucking March or something, but the process is so easy, just fucking going in. I said they fucking price matched, dude. I got my refund the other day. It's fucking, they're like, oh yeah, the fucking price went down, like whatever, gave me a refund, like probably like just placing that first order I placed. If I fucking like had like 3 fucking emails from him, like, oh, hey, like, this, that, like, fucking whatever, just checking up, make sure, like, you want this, like, is this cool, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking the real, real good about customer service division's great, unlike fucking other people, like, Comcast and shit. I'll get into that later, but, yeah, so I fucking throw in a Dead or Alive fucking 2, dude, and, like, man, I'm fucking using my 360 in fucking forever, and it's like, dude, yeah, fucking, if you saw the fucking nest of cords I got the fucking behind my TV, man, and fucking all over. It's fucking, at this point, it's spread out. It's a fucking, I'm out of places to put shit, like, in my actual, like, entertainment center. So it's like, shit's to the sides. There's fucking cords going everywhere and fucking cables and shit. And oh, yeah, it was fun, dude. It's fucking just this nest of fucking shit, like, fucking trying to fucking straighten that out, but. Yeah, so I'm like, whatever, day, fucking, all right, this is the fucking find what HDMI fucking cord is, you know what I mean, the 361, like, whatever, set it up, turn it on, fucking, like, turn it on, the fucking, the controller light's blinking on the control, like, the fucking, the battery's fucking low, so I'm like, all right, well, I got a charger, I got, you know, the batteries in there, and fucking there's two fucking batteries in the fucking charger, so they're all, you know, green, good to go, they should be charged, so I fucking swap them out, dude, the thing's fucking dead, dude, the fucking, I'm like, what the fuck, dude, the fucking, only one side of the fucking charger's working now, like, the battery's fucked, I'm like, dude, the battery's just no good, or, like, whatever, I'm swapping around, I know we have, like, a million fucking 360 controllers, so I'm fucking, like, swapping the battery, tried to find them first, they're fucking scattered, like, everywhere, all over my fucking room, but, I ended up fucking swapping a bunch of batteries, until I fucking finally found one that worked, turn it on, fucking, like, turn the fucking controller on, like, whatever, dude, it's fine. I know, like, some, like, a lot of the controllers, like, something was fucked up with them, like, fucking one of the buttons is fucked, or, like, fucking, you know, the fucking sticks are all fucking worn out, like, whatever, but finally found, like, alright, it seems fine, you know, fucking playing for a while, then I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, like, the fucking, one of the sticks in this controller is fucked up, like, it's fucking, you know what I mean, going into a menu, and the fucking, the thing's constantly, like, fucking, like, going nuts, like, fucking, like, I'm pressing down on the fucking stick or something, like, it's all, I can't do anything, like, it's just fucking, it's all jacked up, I'm like, fuck, so I found my Gears of War one, from fucking, like, Gears of War 3 came out, I'm like, it's pretty good shape, it looks like it's in good shape, so I stopped playing that. I'm like, fucking, like, stop playing with that. I'm like, all right, well, this seems fine. And then fucking, like, you know, I'm playing. There's a lot of menu shit in there. You're fucking around with this. I'm using the D-pad to fucking use the menu. And it starts feeling like kind of like smushy. I'm like, it's one of those ones too. You can turn it. Like, you turn it between like a regular D-pad or like the circle, like the fucking, like, I don't know what they call it, like the dish or whatever. But anyway, I'm fucking, like, playing with that. I'm like, dude, it seems pretty smushy, but, like, whatever, dude. It seemed like it was working fine. Like, my controllers are fucked. And at that point, I'm like, dude, you know what, dude? I have a ton of fucking 360 games. It'd be suck to fucking be stuck without a controller. So, I end up going on Amazon, dude. All this fucking shit. Everything's fucking wired at this point, dude. I fucking hate dealing with fucking batteries just because of this, dude. Like, my charger's fucked now. It seems like I have, like, 100 batteries, and they're all fucked. And it's, like, no way to fucking charge them. I'm like, dude, like, I ended up fucking going to Amazon and fucking spending, like, I'm like, again, dude, I'm just fucking adding up, dude. This fucking shit is just fucking, everything's a fucking time and money sink at this point. Everything's just fucking breaking down. I'm trying to fucking keep up with, like, trying, you know what I mean? Trying to fucking keep up on, like, maintaining everything. And it's just like, dude, I just fucking, I can't deal with these fucking batteries, like, whatever, and fucking these controllers that are fucking getting ruined. So, and for the first time in my life, dude, fucking, you know, I've had a 360 for, like, you know, day one on that, too, like, fucking, like, whatever it was, like, 12 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever.
First time, dude, I was buying a fucking wired 360 controller. I never even fucking seen one, but if it's wired, I don't have to fucking just plug it into one of those USB slots. Like, that's, I'm just not dealing with this shit. So I ended up doing that, but I should be coming along with the fucking whole kit to try to find out what the fuck's going on with my internet. But, yeah, so, Dead or Alive Extreme 2. I played it before. When it first came out, you know, I bought it and I'm like, dude, this game is really dumb. Like, it's really bad. Like, but fucking, I'm like, just for the shits and giggles, just because 3 is coming. You know what I mean? I'll fucking just throw it in just to get a refresher of what the fuck these games are. It's real bad. It's fucking terrible. It's fucking a bad game. It's just fucking all, like, all these mini games. It's fucking, you know, you get, like, volleyball. Volleyball, again, sounds like, you know, fucking plays like shit. It's just fucking, seems like it's real random. Like, fucking, you're playing with, like, an AI partner, and it's, like, sometimes she's all right. Like, sometimes she's on the fucking ball, and it's, like, trying to serve the ball, and it's, like, I'll do the same shit. It's fucking, like, trying to time it out, and I don't know. Fucking nothing. It's just everything's all the mini games fucking control like shit, pretty much. And it's not only do they control like shit, but it's like, you know, I'm playing like whatever, dude. The fucking, like, there's like a water slide and shit, and it's like, it starts off, it takes like, I don't know, like a good like 30 seconds to like a minute to fucking load one of these fucking mini games in. And then it's fucking like, dude, I'll play it for like half a second, you know, there's a lot of me just fail like immediately, almost like fucking just like you have no idea like fucking what's going on. It's just fucking up, you just failed, like something stupid happened, like the volleyball, it's like fucking like whatever, you fuck up and you lose. It's like, well, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, what can I do, you know? And all of them, I figure like, oh, maybe it's just like more to it than I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking maybe, like, so I'll be hitting start on all of them, and fucking the controls, just like what it tells you can do, are just like super simple. It's all like A and B, and like pretty much what you would think, like how they control, or like fucking like mash the A button to fucking run and press B to fucking dive, or just like stupid shit like that. Or like there's a jet ski one, and it's like fucking, I'm thinking like, oh, you can do all these tricks and blah blah blah. It's like pretty much exactly like the way they explain the controls are like exactly what you would think they are. It's like nothing to them, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's fucking, so I'm like, all right, so I know how to play. And then like you start, it's just like, oh nope, like fucking the water slide, just fucking like I'm trying to control it, just fucking, no, I don't know, you just fucking like off the side, you're done, like fucking that's it, like I can't even see the end, you get no points, like nothing. It's just like, dude, like this sucks, like this game's fucking real fucking bad, like it's fucking really bad. And there's fucking, like, all this shit. There's, like, a fucking, like, and then, like, the other half of it's, like, at nighttime, you can go to, like, a casino and fucking, like, gamble your money. It's just fucking, like, that's, like, I don't know, halfway, not completely terrible, like, fucking, like, gambling fucking minigame, I guess. Like, blackjack and, like, poker and shit. And, like, I mean, like, whatever, nothing, like, you know what I mean? There's nothing to do. You can't even, like, see the fucking girls at that point. So it's, like, it's almost like a different game. But just fucking all around, this is fucking a really shitty game. It's fucking really bad. Hoping that fucking the part 3 is at least a little bit better than fucking that. But it'd be impressive if it's even worse. I mean, that might be fucking something to see, too. But, again, I just fucking ordered just off the fucking principle of it, you know? It's fucking nothing to do with the game itself being, like, good, or, oh, I want to fucking jack off these fucking, like, stupid anime girls. Like, nothing like that, but I mean, maybe I will anyway. I mean, if I have it, I might as well. I mean, win in Rome. But, yeah, so we'll see. I mean, it's fucking, it's just a reminder just how fucking bad, you know, those games are. Just funny. It's just funny, too. He's fucking looking at why I wouldn't really give a shit about that game at all, dude. If fucking all these fucking social justice fucking losers didn't fucking, like, make a big deal out of it. Like, I'd just be like, oh, yeah, I remember buying that fucking Extreme 2, and it was real bad. So, like, whatever, fuck it. But, you know, just the fucking, again, it's the principle of it that's fucking being, like, censored over here. You gotta show your support when you can, I guess. But, yeah. That's it for games, pretty much, that I played this week. Go into detail of brightening everybody's day. I'm sure everybody's real interested. Like, oh, you keep saying your internet's fucked. Tell me more about that. That's really interesting. Yeah, it's fucking before I say it, fucking just, the shit's just not like, it's not consistent at all. Like fucking, like I did this before I went on here, fucking for whatever reason, I'm like, oh, I'll check the fucking speed now, you know, and I go to like speedtest.net and it shows like everything seemed fine. Like when I fucking checked it earlier, like it's fucking solid, like everything, but fucking earlier I'm fucking playing, dude, and my fucking stream's all jacked up. It's fucking like a slideshow, and like I go to like speed test, it's showing like just like spikes everywhere, up and down, like all over the fucking place, you know. Something's fucking up, and I, again, it could be a million fucking things, but so fuck it, dude. Call fucking I call Comcast again. I'm like, all right, dude, I just can't deal with it, like fucking like dicking with it, dude. I call 100 times, you get 100 different fucking answers. So maybe this time somebody will actually fucking do something about it and tell me what the fuck to do. So I fucking give up, dude. I throw my hands up at this point. So I call Comcast. And yeah, actually, I mean, it was actually somewhat pleasant this time. I mean, it started off the usual, all right, well, unplug your router and fucking do this. Wait 10 seconds, all right, shut off your computer, turn it on. Like, fucking, how is it now? I'm like, well, you know what I mean? It's like, well, right now at this, like, exact second, like, it seems okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing, dude. It's like, at any given moment, it could be fine. It could be fine for, like, 3 days, and then, like, it's just fucked up for, like, the next, like, 2 or 3 fucking, you know what I mean? 3 days, just fucking a complete fucking shit show. So, yeah, dude, fucking, yeah, Comcast sucks, but apparently somebody's coming out, should be today, sometime today to fucking look at the lines. Like, fucking last time the guy came out, he fucking replaced the wire from the street to my house. He's like, oh, that's definitely the problem. That's what it was. Like, you know what I mean? But now they're gonna come out and look at the fucking, the actual, like, wires, like, on the street, like, the cables, like, on, like, for the entire street, pretty much, like, they could be fucked up, and again, it could just be, if I'm watching a movie or something, like, you're not gonna notice. If I'm on, like, Netflix, every now and then, it'll be like, oh, it's fucking looks fine, HD or whatever, like, looks, like, nice and crisp, and then it'll fucking just go to, like, fucking just pixelated shit for, like, you know what I mean, for, like, fucking, like, 5 minutes, then it'll come back, and it'll be, like, somewhere in between, then it'll be, like, you know what I mean, it's fucking this all over the place, sometimes, and, like, again, other times, it's fine, like, you know, but fucking, my main thing is, again, it's more my, that's all, like, download, pretty much, download speed, like, my thing is, when I'm trying to stream, it's all upload speed, and again, I should be getting, like, 10 megabits a fucking second. Like, it's supposed to be my speed. I fucking went to, like, the, you know, at the highest I can get here, and I'm fucking trying to stream at, like, you know, 2 megabits, you know, like, my stream's supposed to be, like, 2 or 3 fucking megabits a second, so it shouldn't be an issue. Like, it should be fucking, everything should be fucking overkill, you know what I mean? It should be fucking overkill for what I'm trying to fucking do. But anyway, tech talk. Anybody, any suggestions, let me know. But, yeah, so I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll call fucking, you know, I'm sick of that, dude, I'm fucking, whatever, I'm sure, like, I'm just, like, thinking, like, oh, well, so they'll come out today, they'll fucking, like, oh, well, we found something, or we didn't find something, we did this, we flipped the fucking switch, like, oh, you should be good, like, whatever, and then, like, whatever, dude, maybe nothing will fucking change, or maybe it'll be fine for, like, a fucking day, and then it'll be fucked up again, like, who knows, you know, I'm like, fuck it, you know what, dude, I was gonna call, like, I'll fucking pay somebody to fucking come out and just check everything, like, check my fucking router, check my fucking modem, you know, the fucking third one I fucking gone through, check my fucking router I spent, like, fucking, like, $250 on, check fucking, like, all my fucking cables in here, like, everything, just fucking make sure everything checks out to be, like, this is fine, like, everything should work as far as I know it should, like, check my fucking firewall settings, check fucking, you know, my port, like, my fucking open ports, like, just check everything out, just completely, like, top to bottom. I'm like, yo, fucking pay somebody to come out. So I called this fucking, I hinted at it, I talked about it before, it's a local place that's supposed to specialize in, like, fucking, like, networking and fucking computers and shit. So I'm like reading their website, and it's like, oh, the guy who owns it, like, fucking, like, used to program games, you know, he's been playing fucking video games, it's like fucking, like, whatever, dude, like Apple 2GS and blah blah blah, he's a fucking networking expert and all this shit. So I'm like, alright, this seems like the guy to go to. There's a couple, like, computer places in my town, but I'm like, this guy sounds like the guy to go to, you know what I mean? Try him. So the other day, I fucking call up a couple times, nobody's answering, like, fucking, it's like an answer machine. I'm like, I don't really want to leave a message, like, who, you know, who the fuck knows if anybody will get back to me, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, oh, let's call a couple more times. It was like Sunday. So I'm like, oh, maybe they're not open on Sunday. Like, whatever. No big deal. And then fucking yesterday, yesterday was fucking like, all right, so it was Monday. I mean, fuck, they should be open, like, whatever. But again, like, it was so bad at fucking, at the point, like, fucking yesterday when I was fucking trying to stream, I'm like, dude, I'm like going to like speed tests and saying, I'm like, I'm not even like at like 1 megabyte or 1 megabit, like, fucking, you know what I mean? Like, upload speed at all, like, consistently, just like shit. So that's when I called Comcast or whatever. But I'm like, all right, so I'm going to try calling these guys again. Call the fucking the local shop. Call like fucking like, I'm like, ah, 10, like 10:30. I'm like, well, maybe they'll be open. Nope, nobody answers. Call like 11:30. I get the answer machine. I'm like, all right, I'll leave a fucking message this time. So I'm like, whatever. I leave my message, leave my fucking phone number. Tell them what the, like, basically what the problem is. You know what I mean? Like, they should get back to me. And it was like, oh, like 2-3 hours later, still fucking haven't heard from them. I'm like, I don't know. Are they not open? Like, I'll just give it a shot. Call again. Finally, somebody fucking answers. And it's fucking, sounds like it's like a fucking like 14-year-old girl. Who knows? Maybe it's not, but it's just what it sounds like. But I'm like, fucking, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, I fucking called earlier. I left a message. Nobody get back to me. I figured just, you know, end up calling again. I like fucking see what's going on. I fucking like, I'm like, hey, look, you know, I'm fucking been trying to deal with fucking Comcast for like, seems like forever. Like, you know what I mean? Seems like fucking I've had like some problem or another for like fucking like 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, fucking now I'm just fucking going nuts. Oh my God, it's a fucking nightmare. She's like, oh yeah, they're awful. They're fucking awful to deal with and blah, blah, blah. Like, fucking, so I'm like, I'm explaining. I'm like, dude, I get like, you know, I tell them how they fucking replaced the wire. I'm like, dude, I'm telling her what I got. I'm like, dude, I got a fucking, my own router, my own fucking modem. I'm like, dude, I fucking, like, been through, like, everything I possibly can. I just want somebody to fucking, you know, some problem with the fucking network. Like, you know what I mean? I need somebody to fucking come out and just check it out, you know? She's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, the technician's not here. Then she says, so what do you want to do? Do you want to bring your laptop into the shop? I'm like, dude, you got to be fucking shitting me. Like, you know what I mean? You seem just as fucking, like, clueless. Like, I have a problem with fucking my home network. If I don't fucking even have a laptop. But if I brought one in, like, how would that fucking, how was they going to do for the fucking network? You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, oh, God. But I'm like, whatever, dude, like. I'm like, fucking, like, I'm like, either, I'm like, you can send somebody out, like, whatever. If she's, and she made it sound like, oh, you want somebody to come out, like, fucking, like, and like, they fucking hop in a truck and be here in, like, an hour, you know what I mean? I'm like, ah, yeah, like, whatever, if you gotta do that, you know? She's like, oh, well, the technician's not here right now, just give me your number, and she goes, oh, she'll get back to you, like, real shortly. Like, she made it sound like, fucking, like, oh, she'll fucking, like, you know, as soon as we hang up, I'm gonna make the call, she'll call you in, like, fucking 20 minutes. I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I fucking give her my number and shit and fucking like waiting. I'm fucking like, I'm getting tired at that point. I'm like getting ready to go to fucking sleep. I'm like, dude, nothing. Haven't fucking heard from her. Like nothing. Nobody calls me back. It's like, dude, again, fucking all day. Fucking checked. And I fucking, before I, you know, got up and started recording this, I'm like, nope, no call. Nobody's fucking called me. No, nothing. No call back. Like, dude, fucking customer service is fucking almost as bad as fucking Comcast. Like, you know, it's fucking, at least fucking Comcast is bullshit media. You're just pretty much like fucking ignoring me and you're fucking like, you know, it's a fucking mom and pop fucking spot, you know. Fucking Jesus, you know, I just fucking hate everybody. It's just like, you know, then again at that point it's like, so what do I do now? Do I just call another fucking place? Like, I don't fucking know. I just fucking hate everything. Yep, it's my fucking, my holiday message to everybody. Fucking hate everybody. All right, let's fucking real quick. Here's the Grunt Free Press podcast, gruntfreepress.com. Visit the site to latest fucking hottest reviews like Halo 5 Guardians. I think it's the last one I did in fucking October. Yeah, fucking, we're on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. By we, I mean I. We're on archive.org. I upload them there too. And of course, we're at gruntfreepress.com. So, yeah. If you're hearing this, I don't know how you found it otherwise, but maybe one of those other places. But I don't know. Fucking, yeah. The end. Don't despair just because it's Christmas. Children all the children on the street
Fight your face.